For the Chinese government, keeping up appearances at the Beijing Olympics has so far meant jailing 6 pro-Tibet protesters, detaining 4 more, and blocking access to iTunes for distributing an album of Free Tibet protest songs. The effort seems to sadly have succeeded, even though the Dalai Lama reported that up to 140 Tibetan protesters were killed when the Chinese army fired on a crowd in eastern Tibet this past Monday. Media coverage of the Olympics has eclipsed the massacre. In an interview with Le Monde, the Dalai Lama added that 400 additional people had been killed in Lhasa alone. Believing the Chinese government won't let up in the near future, he said that a project of long-term brutal oppression is underway. In May, Palden Gyatso, a Buddhist monk imprisoned and tortured for 33 years by the Chinese army, testified at a Spanish court hearing on crimes against humanity, torture, and genocide in Tibet. Makoto Sasa's documentary Fire Under the Snow has captured the life and struggle of Palden Gyatso on film, and it opens this weekend in theaters locally. Palden Gyatso, dissident Tibetan monk, joins me in studio this morning. He's the subject of this documentary, Fire Under the Snow. Makoto Sasa, also in studio with me, and interpreter Gendin Gyatso. Welcome to Uprising, all of you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
I'd like to start by posing a question to Palden. You went on hunger strike in Italy after the Winter Olympics Games in 2006 when you first found out that China was to be the host for the next Olympics that are happening right now. How did you feel when you heard that China was to be the host, and why did you go on hunger strike?
Nito Jack Olympic da konzu pagala jamilan so gores anti court ko anti hunger strike chin jutun zola samse kar chon so sa
ti kala ani ta Italy ani olympi chen so kala ini kungge chen da kala ini ngan ju se che ngo go che kwa mi u zo di ne ani ye don je lo la jana la ini je chi olympi chok chung gi demo thabya tebres kab titu kar sung yar sina ini ne tun ge la ini jana tebre ini ine ini jana ge diperu la to mi thotan dam jana go mi thotan da pyo go mi thotan li ju do dang ba ine ne tu ne sigres di me na ini ne tu ne sig mares jin de sung sha si ta di ini ju do dang du de me do
Yes. The first thing, the reason for their hunger strike was that when they learned that 2008, the China was going to host Olympics, and so before they made the final decision, the Chinese government promised that they were going to improve human rights in China and Tibet. So their purpose is to make sure that will happen.
And did it happen?
Te chung yo re sta de pegal ndo mi thop tang tang so yar je ro do yo re khun su
ya je ro ya sha ni in ro mi to tu ru chi yo re yi ne ta olong bi zo jung gi khan da ni ti mo ta ya te bre ti yin du ta ne in nge sam du kha ri yo chi ne olong bi chok jung rang gi ti shi ti ta ta de yo ma ri sang du si e yi ne ro mi thop tang gi ne je le te ne olong bi gi tianzuwa di tegwa resi. Janal duwa mi thotan ni di dile mewa janal tegwa di, ta geji mi tsukjung kurangi jik gomba shechon noba resi sengi yusi.
So I think the human rights issue got much worse in Tibet and China, and I believe that the Olympic Committee, they fell their rule, their promises. They made a wrong decision to give the permission to the Chinese government to host the Olympics.
Makoto Sasa, I want to bring you into the conversation. Why did you choose to make this film, Fire Under the Snow, about Palden Gyatso? Why did you pick him as the subject?
Because I always have been interested in Tibetan Buddhism and Tibet, but his story really gave me an inspiration when I was having the most difficult time. When I moved to New York City 12 years ago, I was lonely, I didn't speak English, but I always remembered about his story, and then that gave me inspiration to live that time. So it was very personal. His story was very personal to me. And then years later, I read his autobiography, and I just couldn't sleep, and I decided to make a documentary about him.
Mm. Paldin, you were tortured so brutally. How? First of all, why do you think, what was the goal from the Chinese perspective to torture you in this way? And how did that experience change you?
ta chungal chu ni nyeta tang ya di kare chen ni nyu tang bre sin na ni nye ma nge ni phe di rang de res kya na khong ma res ni ni yo lang ge che bre ti te ni nga chungal chu bre ta chungal chu ni nyeta tang ya di kare sin na ta phe di ge mi nga go res nga ma ne nga go res ta nye ma chi rang ge rang de phe rang de yin che bre ta ti chi rang ge no ning chungal chu bre ta nga zo lo su kya bi wa re ta tang da rang de res sang du ge kya na khong res sang du ge ti she si wa re ti rang de res nga zo nye ma ne ge gup su su kha ga re nga zo shung de ba kya na ma tang ge wa re kya na shung de ba ya nga zo la sa ya yung go re ge gup su su kha ga res.
The purpose for his arrest, because he participated in a protest in Tibet, because there was a Free Tibet protest, and he was participating in the freedom protest, and that's the reason he got arrested. And when they tortured him, that they wanted him to change his mentally, like mentality. They wanted him to believe that Tibet was never separated from China. Tibet was part of China. I mean, that's something that something you can't just simply change on your mind. Tibet was a free country. Tibet still should be free. So he never listened to what they wanted him to. Believe.
And just for listeners, the film is called Fire Under the Snow. It's a depiction of the life of Paldin Gyatso, and the torture that he underwent included being hung from the ceiling, hit with sticks and iron bars. They threw chili on his wounds. He had electric prods inserted into his mouth while his hands were tied behind his back. I want to bring Makoto Sasa into the conversation once more. How did you choose to depict the torture in your film? I mean, it's a very difficult thing to depict. Clearly, this is based on his words, on Paldin's words and his memories.
Right.
How did you choose to do that?
Obviously, it's impossible to get any type of stills or archival footage out of prison in Tibet. So we really have to be creative about it visually. How do we present in the story? And we actually decided to let him talk. And he's, you know, we are first worried about, is it going to be interesting to the audience? But then we decided his face really tells the story. His wrinkles, you know, how he talks, it really brings up what he's been through for 33 years. So we let him speak about the torture. So that became, you know, how we present the torture.
I want to play an excerpt for our listeners. From the film, the documentary, it's called Fire Under the Snow, and when we come back, we'll tell you where you can view the film. It's playing just for 1 week in Southern California, starting this evening.
Since 59, it's been a common practice for the Chinese police and the Chinese military to arrest Tibetans for a number of reasons. One reason they arrest them is that the Tibetans have advocated for the fact that Tibet belongs to Tibetans, that Tibet should be an independent country. Another reason they'll arrest them is if they display the Tibetan flag. Third reason they'll arrest them is if Tibetan is found with a picture of His Holiness the Dalai Lama.
You are in prison, and tomorrow morning you may be called for interrogation. And again, this long session of intimidation. They will ask you some odd questions that where you have no answer, and they ask all the same kind of questions that they've been asking for the past 1 month, and you have to keep on saying no. And every time you say no, they will slap you, beat you, kick you, and whole outside world is shut for you.
That's an excerpt of the film Fire Under the Snow, and it's showing at the ArcLight Sherman Oaks, 15301 Ventura Boulevard, starting this Friday. In fact, the first screening is at 12:10 p.m., and then there's another one at 6 p.m., all the way through next Thursday. So it's just for a week, and you can find out more at fireunderthesnow.com.
Actually, if we... you come on Friday to Sunday on the weekend screening, we're going to be there. Paul D'Ingiazzo is going to be there. I'm going
to
be there. We're
going to
have Q&A. So.
Very good. And certainly worth meeting Paladin in person, a remarkable activist. I want to ask you, Paladin, all of these years later, you spent 33 years in various prisons and labor camps. You spent all your life fighting for freedom for Tibet. What keeps you going? Where do you find the hope?
Tanda lo sim chu so sum grang la pe jemi gi ni dong tang kang gi mang bu nyang res ani mi zi gang za chu di nga zu rang zen zu lang chen ya ma pe res ra en de ji ni sam ti sim shu de khan le gi du sa sim shu de tanda ji tan do be en ro de ur de khan ni yong gu du sa
de sim shu yong ya de ka res ni ngan zu ge ge de ring zen ri ja na la pa ngan zu ne ba kai ja yo ma ri e ja na ge gu shu ngom che ngan zu lung ba Tendra Chevres. Lumba Tendra Chevane Sundi, any Yeme, me Mambuchik, any Mansu Pachoka Sungi, me Mambuchik, any Tungal Chu, Yeme, and yet Hata Che, any Narjur Tang, Soto Tang. Nakjung Gune, Jacob Sumbane, Tapa to drink Unice, your Maris. The Ming in Angola, any Jacob Casacala, any Tinde Chungari, Kurekatul. Kartim jo kari chene ti che entine ta chu waris te gemil dile ta chu wa mar ti me zan ta ngara phe ba jin be chani a ti thap tu re ni ngan ju lung bo pho ba ma se jun tu ni mi ti che ti se mi ti che ti chu ba ti ha le be nyab ju re san ni ni ta kari yin ne me ne zum lin le tim ji yon do ka bri nga tim tu bi san ni nge sim ju che che ta mu tu ni ni chi gi yo si ti kari yo si ni ju mi ri se ya chung bo re si ya nge me ge de gu yo si Lo tongra tongra kona tatsu cheni, tachu lang tubris. Tanganzo negab chick, gemitu shu chimbury, kanga yango chigris, tatsu nga temba in this any kang temba tukris some is some 2 years, still daring and seems to still daring chevy.
What keeps him going is that when he really think about it, so 1959 they took over all of Tibet, because the China is a big country, Tibet is a very small country, but still the size doesn't really matter. It's a free country. You have your own country, you have your own culture, and the China came and destroyed that. So that's not only during 50s or 60s. They just continue brutal and killing, torturing, prisoning people. Still today, like 50 years later, it's not stopping. So for him, that he believed there are so many other nations and other countries, small countries, big countries, they lost their country, but that happened like period of time. And then there's international law. Somehow, many years later, they move on to something different. So they get their freedom back. So the people will be free. People would get freedom to go travel all over the world, whatever they wanted to do, whatever they wanted to study. So he's seen that in the world. There are a lot of countries like that. So he believed that can happen to us, that can happen to our people. So that keeps him going, that keeps him fighting for freedom.
Paladin, what do you think about the fact that you personally are a survivor of torture, yet today the world's richest country, this country, the United States, uses and condones torture as part of its war?
Yine tanda nga rangwa lungpa le ni jamil kari sanzu yuwaari se na nga jamil kondo kemes yine kwa mi rikla dindriya ki taptu chiya di jamil rangi di resta namjuji resi di indio zane mau bala ta tunzu che yabo mare sam mare che ge bi ma do nga ge mi la kong do ge mi si ne da teng ge mi tun zu le wang ja yu a mare si ja na ma bi shung ge ko nye gu gu ye si na ma ni rang ni re si ko do nga san ja mi si ne te bu ne lo ge bi yo san da da ga na ni si ma kong do mi si ti nga chu lu te bi ja ji re si kong do che bi ne chu do ge du wa re si chu da di jing ge di ni si
so he was saying for his torture times and everything, like he's been 33 years in all these different camps and been tortured different ways. The thing for me, I don't have any hate towards Chinese people. Like, say, when I travel all over the world to see the freedom or all these human rights, and you can, I mean, just gives you a little bit more hope to do something for the prisoners still in prison back in Tibet. So, like, say, for instance, everything was written in his book. So he's not like he's not just saying that I don't have anger towards the Chinese people or China. He's a Buddhist and he does not have anger towards the Chinese people or the government. He just need to make sure that in his life he do his part to raise awareness.
Finally, Makoto Sasa, you're the filmmaker. I was pretty impressed with the amount of vintage footage as well as photographs that you obtained for the film. How did you manage to gather all of that together?
Most of them are from the Office of Tibet. They have a huge archival footage, so I asked them to borrow us. But then we also use the Chinese propaganda footage, which is actually available. You know, you can use it in a film. And the stills I got from the human rights organization in India. And yeah, we had quite a research team, and then we got it.
Well, I want to thank the two of you, and three of you really, very much for joining us today. Makoto Sasa is the producer and director of Fire Under the Snow, a new documentary showing starting this afternoon at the Arclight in Sherman Oaks, and that is at 15301 Ventura Boulevard, and it's going to show today through Thursday. And also, you can find out more at fireunderthesnow.com. Also, special thanks to Paladin Gyatso, the subject of the film, and thanks to Gindin for interpreting.
Thank you.
And best of luck to your paladin.